Hey there, this is Kathy York. Happy New Start. It's 2024, and as the Queen of Non-Overwhelm and your Goals Accountability Instructor, I'm supposed to challenge you to overcome the angst, be the best you can be, figure out another cliche phrase. I made up that last one. Well, you gag and erp. If you were along for the ride in 2023, you worked hard on two things in Q4. Adding more non-overwhelm to your life, and that included achieving goals. And what I have to say to you right now is, enough already. You're probably thinking, Kathy, what? Yeah, it's time for a bit of fun today. Otherwise, what was the point of working diligently last quarter to non-overwhelm January and make it through the holiday season reasonably unscathed? You should be set to tackle one big goal this year and two smaller ones. But if you missed those October, November, and December posts, I have a link here for you to click and you can catch up on those because there's still time to make it work. Okay, to our topic. I hear fascinating stories from clients about how they non-overwhelmed a lousy situation, and that gave me an idea to ask you. What is your strangest chaos to non-overwhelm story? Now, this is something that you wrestled to the ground and you pinned it to the mat. Now, this could be work or family related. Maybe something you thought you would never accomplish, but you did. Or an interesting thing from your kiddom. I love tales from those years. You'll inspire the rest of us to conquer our next difficult situation. And that's a great way to start 2024, don't you think? I want to thank you for stopping by. Would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this article plus commenting with your non-overwhelmed story? You can also subscribe to receive my monthly offerings for your non-overwhelmed pleasure, and I promise no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. To suggest an article topic or get a bit of free advice for a project shooting angst your way, you can email me, kyork@kathyyork.com, just the initial K, York, at kathyyork.com, and that's K-A-T-H-I-E on that first name. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. I hope to talk with you soon. Bye.